100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. I don't know what to say at this point. I woke up early, started doing laundry. Oh, yeah, this. It's the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. Got a whole bunch of stories and a few people returning. We've got Jeffrey, Richard, Muncie, Planet X-Ray is back, Serendipity, Lizzie, thank you for the comment last week. Charlie has returned, and we've got Tom, Norval Joe, and Tura, and Planet Z. I especially want to thank everyone who have been leaving comments on the site with, hey, that's cool. Hey, I like this story. Hey, you went a direction. That's kind of creepy. Or the ones in the weekly challenges, supporting your fellow writers. So that's really cool. It lets people know how much you like, but also ideas, and maybe you get ideas from what they write. Or, hey, you took the topic in a weird direction. And hopefully you feel like you had some fun with this one, too. So the topic this week was think of a number and think no more. Put your pencils down. Let's have a listen, shall we?
Good morning. It's Jeffrey Fisher back for week 523 on the topic of think of a number. My first story is called Magic Trick. Think of a number between 1 and 100. Got it? No, don't tell me. Just keep it to yourself. Okay, now double it. Double it again. Subtract 10. Take the cube root. Yes, I'll wait while you look up what a cube root is. Multiply by pi. All right, multiply by 3 instead. Sheesh. Now round to the nearest integer. Integer, that's a whole number, no decimal points. What do they teach you kids these days? Ready? Okay, your number is 4. Are you calling me a liar, you little so-and-so? You should be ashamed of yourself. And my second story is called The Elephant in the Room. Agent 006.5 was trapped. Wires extended from a device on his head to equipment on the wall. His nemesis, Dr. Chuckles, twiddled several knobs. Are you planning to kill me? If so, just get it over with. Ha 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 ha. Kill you? Never. Well, not just yet. No. This device will amplify your emotions and feed them back on you. Remain calm if you want to live. The spy knew he was in a hopeless situation. He thought of a number. The number 7. Specifically 007, and how that slick bastard slept with every woman 006.5 ever dated. He hated that smug, martini-sipping fop with a passion. The anger rippled out from the spy and destroyed the room, killing himself and a very surprised Dr. Chuckles. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard, and I have chocolate, so all is well. Two stories on the topic of think of a number. First one is Riddle. The voice again urged Boggins to reveal what was in his pockets, but there was no way he was going to mention the gold ring. I'll tell you if you can answer my riddle, he replied. Oh, we likes riddles, so we do, came the disturbing response. Something about 3 legs and 2 legs. No, that's wrong. What goes down when it's up a chimney? No, forget that. Desperately, he blurted out the first promising thing he could think of. Think of a number. Any number. 7. Came the triumphant reply. Wrong! Shouted Boggins. immediately regretting his stupidity. My second story is called Sid. Sid is one of those annoying know-it-all friends. As a kid, always the first with his hand up in class, the highest scores in tests, and an annoying habit of explaining how magic tricks worked. The sort who can't spend an evening in the pub without demonstrating a beer mat or matchsticks trick. Most irritating. So when Sid asked me to think of a number, I was determined to get the upper hand. He did all the usual calculations, then proudly revealed my number. It was wrong. He looked annoyed. So, what was it? Pi, I replied smugly. Well, I'm off for more chocolate now, so until next week, goodbye.
Greetings, flies. Munzee here with a brand new nickname for you, and a story that is also a riddle. So put your thinking caps on and get ready for A Brain Teaser by Christopher Monroe. Think of a number. Any number you like. Got it? Good. Now, take your number, add 3, multiply by 5, then subtract 4. Take the digits of the new number, add them together, then divide the total by 2. Don't tell me what the answer is. That's the trick of it all. Ready? The answer is a different number, or possibly the same number. Oh, yeah. I forgot to say, I am not good at math or brain teasers. What I am good at is wasting time that you'll never get back, and there's nothing you can do to stop me. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. This concludes my story, flies, and now it is I who must fly away from you. See you next week.
Greetings, Earthlings. Yes, it is I, Planet X-Ray. I've been gone for a few weeks. So for this week's challenge, I've got a story that's called Catching Up. Think of a number. Any number between 1 and 5. Got it? I'm sorry, you picked the wrong number. Try again. Think of a number between 1 and 5. Oops, you picked the wrong number again. One more time. Think of a number between 1 and 5. I must say, you are consistent. You picked the wrong number a total of 3 times in a row. Good thing I didn't say, pick 2. You'd come up with something like, my dumb hammer hacked at the wolf while he was drunk from the fermented cherries, pacing a line in a round cage. Well, thanks for listening. Until I grace your presence again, this is Planet X-Ray, signing out.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I can think of a number of reasons that I never had any luck finding that someone special. For a start, I'm rather socially awkward, so speed dating or even regular dating aren't options. So I have turned to the internet to find love. I read somewhere that an honest and interesting profile is key, and I've worked hard on mine. 30-something, intelligent, fun-loving, good sense of humor. Seeking lonely soulmate. Affinity for razor-sharp objects, and a strong stomach are essential qualities. Prefer a loner with no immediate family. Must like kittens. still not having any luck though.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He slept for 1,000 years, read Mrs. Thompson, and when he woke up, she continued, hoping to keep the class quiet, that's when Peter stood up. Why did he sleep that long? The kids looked at him. I don't understand. The quiet class quickly turned into a mob of loud kids. Children, the story isn't over yet, protested Mrs. Thompson. It was hopeless. 20 years went by, and Mrs. Thompson received a letter. I think I understand why he slept for 1,000 years. I wish I could do the same. Signed, Peter. In for a life sentence. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Tony Law Mesmer was a professional hypnotist. Last night he had two men in their underpants, in a deep trance, acting like puppies, barking, jumping on his lap, and sniffing his behind. Tony had a following of acolytes and hangers-on under his control. This cadre of talentless worshippers were not wise to Law Mesmer's tricks. He would have them think of a number, then write a love poem based on the number. About 3/4 of them went insane in the first month, as the challenge was too much for them, taxing their intellect, creativity, skill, and willingness to follow orders. Number 2. I thought of a number of between 1 and 10. 7 is the number chosen by most people. 7 is the number of perfection and completeness. God rested on the seventh day. If you were born on the seventh day of the month, you have a tendency to be self-centered and stubborn. On the other hand, if you investigate the various signs of the zodiac, you will come to learn that the seventh sign, Libra, indicates that birth under this sign suggests you are the artistic type, and if you are male, you are probably a homo, a woman, a whore.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And I've got a story for you this evening. It's called, Q is the Loneliest Number. When I think of a number, I think of Q. It's sort of like E, but different. It's an irrational number, which is useful when you need to find the area of a circle in a square, or its perimeter, or the volume of a sphere in a cube. Let me give you the first 13 decimal places, so you can plug them into your spreadsheet. I'll also include the formulas for using Q. You won't find Q in any math texts, nor the result of a quoted Google search. The number self-generates out of pi during an inverted transformation. Q is equivalent to 0.78539816339974. Area equals length of the side by length of the side times Q. Volume is equivalent to twice the cube of the side times Q divided by 3. Perimeter is equivalent to 4 times the length of the side times Q. That's accuracy to the width of an electron orbit. Well, that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 523 with a prompt of Think of a Number. I'm having a real tough time with my story. I don't think I like it very much. Anyway, here's what I came up with. Mickey slid Cherry Cola onto the floor and checked her pulse. It was strong and her breathing regular. She probably wasn't in any real danger. Though it was early in the day, the library seemed all but empty. He crept silently past shelves of books. A shuffling sound echoed from the sociology section. Turning down an aisle, Polecat pushed a book back into place and ran for the exit. A book on this shelf could explain Polecat's presence in the library, but which one? Pick a number between 237.035, International Relations, and 34.667, Criminal Law, and start reading. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week with hopefully a better story.
Two Rubbers All You Know here, with a story on the subject, Think of a Number. Throughout my mathematical career, my goal of proving Riemann's hypothesis seemed always just beyond my grasp. One night, an angel appeared to me in a dream and said, "Think of a number bigger than God." A billion, a Googleplex, kindergarten stuff. Even the enormity of Graham's number is a simple thing to a mathematician. In a frenzy of thought, I constructed new ways of defining ever more gigantic numbers. Finally, I answered the angel. "Four," I said, "for God is but three in one." "All is granted to you," said the angel. And when I awoke, I had my proof.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Ever since I started using a cell phone instead of a landline, I've had the same number. I just transfer the number between phones and new carriers. At work, I don't have a phone number. Tell me what you need through an email, a chat, or a text. Not in person, though. Then I have to write that shit down. Heck, it's the same way with my personal number, really. Unless it's to call the bank or the credit card company. Everybody else has an app for that now. Well, except for my mom. I wonder why she's pissed at me.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of think of a number. The next topic is going to be cave, so go ahead and start thinking and planning. All the topics for the year are up on the site, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. So you can plan ahead, and you got this one, set them aside, put them in your drafts, email them to yourself at Gmail, and then create a folder or a topic or whatever they call it. That's what I do. And give it a shot. Okay, so Mucho Mayo Mango, I think, with Matthew Sanborn Smith over there at Beware the Hairy Mango is starting up, I think. Who knows what he's doing this year. So we'll see what happens with that. And all of you out there who do your shows, or your links are up in the show notes. Norval Joe, Philip Carroll, he's got his young adult series, and everyone is just chugging along here. So let's keep going. I will see you next week. I got to check in the laundry here. I always put a timer in for, even though the cycle goes 30 minutes, I put a timer in for 27 minutes so that I walk over there and I'm there to get it. Everyone is like, "Oh, we'll leave it in there for an hour." Screw those assholes. You see, always something to be bitter about. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.